Come hell or high water, I'm gonna get you. Come hell or high water, I'm gonna make you mine. Gonna dig down deep inside me to the pit of my stomach until I cannot breathe. Come hell or high water, I'm gonna get ya. Come hell or high water, just you wait and see. I ain't afraid to scream, I ain't afraid to cry, I ain't afraid to keep on pushing till it feels there's nothing left inside. I've traveled with trouble for most of my life.
That's Aussie-Canadian roots songstress Gina Horsewood with the wonderful Come Hell or High Water from her fabulous 2016 release Porcelain, the album that put her firmly on the North American musical map. Produced with Andre Wall and placing Gina's soulful vocals front and center, Porcelain is a warm and bluesy tour de force. And Gina Horsewood is definitely an artist that deserves to be checked out on disc and in live performance. She'll be on tour in Southern Ontario with Windsor's Karen Morand in late April, starting off with a show at the Bank Theatre in Leamington on Saturday, April the 22nd. And Gina Horswood is our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today. It's great to be able to talk to you today, Gina.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. I'm excited to chat.
Well, what I'd like to do at the start is to talk about your music. You, as I mentioned in the preamble, you released Porcelain, which is, I would call, your first major North American release last year. But you started off in Australia, and I think there you did release some music down there before you decided to make the move to North America. So I thought, let's start by getting you to catch us up to date. How did you end up in Canada?
Well, I tell people it was a happy accident, really. I came for a three-month visit 5 years ago, almost to the day, actually. And, kind of never left. So I'd been traveling, and I landed in Nashville, where I lived for a little while. And then my visa for America expired, and I had to essentially flee the country. So I came to Canada. And the plan was originally to head back to Nashville as soon as possible. But I went back sort of 6 months after I arrived in Canada, and then decided I didn't really like it as much as Canada, so I came back.
That's right, because when you were down in Nashville, you recorded the Nashville Sessions EP. But I think your debut, that was recorded in Australia. That was Our Way, right?
That's right, yeah. And so in 2006, I made my first album with my sister, and we released that in Australia, and had a pretty good run with that. And then in 2009, I put out a solo EP as well, and in Australia. And then, and then in 2012, I went abroad.
So tell us about your music. I mean, one of the things that's most prominent, and one of the things I love about the Porcelain album is your vocals. I mean, you really are a vocalist that takes a song and makes it your own. I mean, you write pretty much all your material, but tell us a little bit about why you want to get up on stage and sing and play.
I think, you know, like many artists, I would say, music has sort of always been a bit of a therapy for me, and I learned a lot through music as a kid. And I think if I can, you know, reach anybody with my own music, then that's the sole motivation, really, for performing. And writing really is what I do to my head somewhat straight. It just helps me deal with life. And it's a cliche answer, but it's the truth. So that's why I do what I do.
Do you find it very easy to write songs? I have to be honest, you know, when I was listening to Porcelain at first, I think, wow, you know, these songs are so wonderful and she interprets them so well. At first I thought, well, I'm sure she must be, you know, picking songs from different songwriters. But then I realized that I think of, what, 12 songs on the album, 11 are, you know, your songs, and then one's a co-write.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's correct. Yeah, I go through phases. I definitely have moments where I feel like I'm never going to write anything ever again. but then sort of the Porcelain, apart from a few tracks that were a little older, it was a really creative time. And it's probably the 2 years prior to the recording was I did a lot of writing and a lot of listening to different music as well. And I think it all ended up sort of coming through on the record. So I do find, and when I do write, it happens quite quickly. So, you know, I find the best tunes are usually done and dusted within 30 minutes, and the ones that take you a little bit longer to polish are usually not quite as strong. So for me, anyway. So it depends on the month, but when the juices are flowing, so to speak, it's a pretty easy process for me.
Now, one of the things I love about Porcelain is the way that your vocals really are showcased. And that says a lot about the production and the people that you're working with. Can you talk a little bit about making the album itself and what it means to you?
Yeah, it was probably one of the most incredible experiences of my life, actually, the making of it. So I was living in Muskoka in Huntsville at the time, and just around the corner from me lived Andre Wall, who's quite a renowned Canadian producer. And so I was fortunate enough to cross paths through some friends of friends with Andre, and we just started hanging out and drinking coffee and talking music, and eventually I sort of found the courage to ask him if he'd work with me, and he agreed. So, but we ended up hiring out a little schoolhouse kind of in near Sprucedale, Muskoka, which is sort of the middle of nowhere, and we converted it into a studio for 10 days and kind of just, you know, hung out in the woods making music. And and Andre knew a bunch of great musicians, all who came up from Toronto and stayed with us and helped us make the record. And they are, you know, as much a part of the sound and the album as the songs and the writing and the production. So it was a really collaborative effort, and just an incredible experience. I don't know if I could ever make an album any other way now that I've done it that way, live off the floor and kind of in the woods.
And certainly the thing about the players on the album is that they really did complement your sound. You know, sometimes when you bring people in like that, you can get a little bit of a, you know, a bit of a pedestrian rhythm section going. You know, it doesn't right. really feel like a whole, but this doesn't feel like that at all. Do you think that was working with Andre, or was it because you really had a really good vision yourself of what you wanted to come out of this?
I would think it was definitely Andre. I mean, I knew that I wanted something really unique, and that we sort of talked a lot about the sound that we wanted to create. But when we got everybody in the same room, it turned out into something entirely different again. But I think it was, you know, we call it the magic of the schoolhouse when we talk about it. I think the place and the surroundings and in such beautiful country was a really huge part of it. And just sort of being able to relax and hang out with each other and just sort of play the songs as we felt like it was pretty cool as well. So I think, yeah, it was a combination of the two. We both sort of knew that we wanted to capture something really special, but we certainly couldn't have done it, I think, without the players or our surroundings.
And the soulful blues sound, do you feel that's your sound now, or is that your sound for this period? I mean, I'm always curious as to where people want to go, you know, after producing an album like this.
Yeah, it's interesting because I thought for very much that it would be something that stuck, but I was born and bred on country music, and so to sort of come out now with this I suppose different sound was a bit of a surprise to lots of people, especially my family. But you know, I think it all depends on what's going on in life for me, and at the moment, you know, I have a really strong urge to sort of be at home and stay grounded, and so I've been listening to a lot of really old kind of country music, and that's coming out a lot in my writing at the moment. So whether I'll stick with the blues sort of sound, I don't know, but maybe I will, maybe I'll do a bit of both. But I'm certainly really proud of the record and wouldn't change a thing. But yeah, I couldn't say for sure whether it'll stay that way.
So we started off with Come Hell or High Water, which actually is the first track on the album, and I love it because it really sets the scene. Tell us a little bit about this song.
Come Hell or High Water is an appropriate first track for the record. It's lots of people think it's about killing somebody. It's actually just about working really hard to try and get what you want.
I'd like to take a break with another track from the album, and I wanted to pick something that I thought really showcased your vocals, because we're going to talk in the second half of this interview about playing live. I mentioned at the start you're going to be playing some dates with Karen Moran from Windsor, who's actually just about to release her latest album, Junkyard Heart. But I want to pick the song Caged, because what I love about that song is that really feels like it's you and getting to, you know, to bring through your vocals. Can you talk about this song?
Yeah, it's I guess it's a great showcase of the vocals, because it's a very emotional tune for me. Really is just about sort of the challenging relationships, I guess, from different people that we face, and for me in particular, certainly relates to some of the experiences I've had with the music industry, and I'm sure some people will be able to relate to it in that context as well.
Let's play that just now. This is Gina Horswood from the album Porcelain, and this is Caged, and you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
You wanna put me in a cage? If it's gold with diamonds and you think it's okay, it's not like I was ever taught to fly anyway. You wanna put me in a cage? You want me to sing on command? You choose the tune and when and where I will stand. When when you've had enough, you will just raise up your hand. You want me to sing on command, but I have lost my voice. I am broken, and if I had a choice, I'd take my birth and I'd revolt. Like some circus animal that's mastered by you. If I don't succeed, you'll see a punishment through. You want me to jump through your hoop. You wanna paint my nails red, put on a smile so the whole world forgets. Poised and polite, I am the perfect distraction. You wanna paint my nails red, but my nails turn blue, my brittle hands are broken, malnourished and abused, and it's too late to just revoke it. You wanna put me in a cage, you wanna paint my nails red, you want me to jump through your fiery hoops, you want complacent if I keep saying yes. Then I'll steal the keys and free myself from your mess. I'm gonna put this hurt to bed.
That's Gina Horswood with the track Caged from her wonderful 2016 album Porcelain. Gina is our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today. She's about to hit the road with Karen Morand. They're going to be touring together. They're also going to be playing a show together in Leamington on Saturday, April the 22nd. It's actually going to be a CD release for Karen Morand. And Karen was telling me, I think you met at the Folk Music Ontario Conference, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yep, in Ottawa last year, we met at in one of the showcase rooms. So we had a great time together and jammed a little bit. So I'm looking forward to hitting the road with Karen.
So tell us a little bit about your live shows. You play some shows solo and then others with a band, I presume. Is that how things usually work out?
Yeah, that's right. It's sort of it's a rare occurrence when you get to take the band on the road with you. So most of what I do is generally a solo. I play acoustic guitar and sing, but definitely telling the stories behind the songs is sort of I guess my true love in performance, and connecting with people that way as well. So people can expect a little bit of storytelling, and for the most part on the tour, I'll be doing a solo act, and on a few of the shows, Karen has a band with her as well. So it'll be a very fun mixed bag.
So tell us about the future. You know, Porcelain was very well received. You mentioned earlier that your sound is probably more country, perhaps leaning back into more of the classic country sound rather than the bluesy sound. But have you any idea where the future is going to go with the songs that you're writing now?
To be honest, absolutely not. I'd like to think that I'll make some make another record sometime within the next 2 years, and maybe promote and release that on the road like I did with Porcelain. But at the moment I'm focusing on sort of trying to pitch back catalogue to film and TV, and just focusing in on some writing and trying to write with some new co-writers as well, which is something I haven't done in a really long time. So, yeah, just being open to the creative process and seeing where that leads. That's the only plan at the moment.
When you write with co-writers, you know, what difference does that make to you? Because, you know, the songs of Porcelain are really strong. Writing with someone else, what is it that attracts you to that?
I think motivation, for one, is a really big part of it for me. So, you know, being held accountable with somebody else is important, especially when I've got some writer's block, which is pretty frequent and common. So, yeah, I find that really helpful. Also, just to, you know, really try and sort of dive into some new sounds and new ideas, and a fresh set of eyes and ears is always really helpful, I find, if you're kind of stuck in a rut. So yeah, that's when I usually use the co-write process, is to try and break free of that.
Well, it's been great to talk to you today. If people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
GinaHorswood.com is usually fairly up to date, and all the social medias, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, I'm on all of those as well. So it's just Gina Horswood. We're on any of those platforms, and you'll find me.
We have time for one more song, and I'd like to play what I think is my favorite song on an album that has lots of great songs. That is Why Should I Wait? I was going to give you a chance just to talk about that one, because this one's a little bit of a Tom Waits feel to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, we listened to a lot of Tom Waits, actually, when we were recording. But, yeah, this tune was actually inspired by a lady I call my adopted Canadian grandma. She's 86, and she's still in at the sort of nearing towards her later years. She is a steadfast atheist and always has been, and so we've had some really great and interesting conversations about that. And this song was inspired by her and her sort of beliefs on the matter. So it's it's a fun tune in a lot of ways, and kind of deep and dark in some others. But yeah, it's definitely a favorite of mine as well.
Gina Horswood, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you today. This is Gina Horswood with Why Should I Wait from the album Porcelain, and you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. And thanks again. We'll look forward to catching you on tour.
If I make a deal with God to only do good, will it make me feel rain day.